Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
I remember as a boy seeing an African-American, a black family, come to my church, and I saw a deacon meet them at the door and tell them, "You're not welcome here. Your church is down the road."
It's impossible for me to imagine a church saying, "Look, your color, the color of your skin, does not qualify you to come into my church."
Right. And that's exactly what he was saying. You're not welcome here. You need to go down the road where your kind, your people are. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, he was a product of his times because this was in the late 50s, early 60s. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was a far less enlightened America at that time.
You know,
and
sometimes
prejudice was so strong. But still, it was so wrong.
Yeah,
and as a boy, I felt that.
But I find that some of these topics are very relevant still today.
Absolutely.
You know, the Gospel of Luke is dealing with some topics that we are still dealing with in our society today. You know, the audience for Luke was a very mixed church.
Mm-hmm.
Some had the heritage of the Jewish heritage. You know, they knew the law, the eating laws, mm-hmm. and all this kind of stuff. And then the other group was Gentiles that came because of Jesus. They knew nothing about clean and unclean foods, about circumcision. And Luke is constantly talking about, so how do we unite these people? That's why his key word is peace. But, you know, the first and the second volume, Luke and Acts, constantly are dealing with, is there equality in Christ?
In fact, we see that controversy come up again in the book of Acts. And at first, of course, the church starts off predominantly Jewish, but then the scales are tipped and it becomes predominantly Gentile. And so, again, we've got this controversy going back and forth between these two groups. And we still see controversies in the church today between newbies, those who are just brand new and don't know any of the culture that church, and those who have been there for their whole life, and how do you find peace between these two groups, you know?
You know, sometimes I find myself in the midst of that. I mean, we sometimes get letters here saying, you should call Pastor Tucker, but Elizabeth Talbot, you shouldn't call her a pastor.
Well, you shouldn't be called Pastor Tucker.
No, I should be called Pastor Talbot. You know, the Seventh-day Adventist Church hires women pastors.
That's right.
And I've been a pastor for many, many years, and I still encountered this. Well, why is she a pastor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Luke actually is constantly targeting this very view and is naming women by their role in society. In this case, we're going to see a prophetess, Anna. And that's why he places the story of a man next to the story of a woman. And here we have in chapter 2 of Luke the story of Simeon and of Anna. And I have to say, you know, I have been blessed in the sense that I haven't suffered greatly. But some of my colleagues have for being women pastors. Isn't your wife also a pastor?
My wife is also a pastor, so this is a subject that's dear to my heart. But, you know, she has decided that it's not her calling to try to fight this battle, but she's just been called to preach the gospel and to do ministry and leave those decisions up to somebody else. But,
yeah, I find the same thing with myself. I don't feel called to you know, make movements to defend women pastors. But my calling is to preach and teach the gospel. But I understand the cooperation and the collaboration and the contribution that people that have that as a calling have made for us. Like, for example, we make the same salary if you live here, men or women, in our organization because a lot of people, you know, rallied for this.
That's right. They made some sacrifices to make that happen.
So one of the big issues in the Gospel of Luke is, are Jews and Gentiles equal? Is the blessing of God through Jesus for all peoples or just for the Jews?
It's interesting, isn't it, that racial and gender issues are not just unique to us today. They've been around as long as there have been races and genders.
Yes, which is all the way back to
Genesis.
Yes,
all the way back. So we find this story coming for us at the time when Jesus, the baby Jesus, was brought to the temple to be dedicated.
So in the Lucan style, like we said, because he always puts a man and a woman together to make this inclusive point, the first story that we find is a man named Simeon, who's a devout, righteous man, and a prophetess whose name is Anna. So maybe we can pick it up
in verse 21. First of Paul, it says when Jesus was 8 days had passed before his circumcision, his name was then called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So they bring him to the temple to be circumcised. In verse 25, it says, and there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
Now, don't forget that the Holy Spirit is constantly active in the Gospel of Luke. We have already seen several stories this week, and the Holy Spirit is constantly present, enlightening people about who Jesus really is.
In verse 26, it says, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said.
Okay, this is one of those other songs that we have, those praising, blessing songs that we have. Remember that the Holy Spirit would come into people and they would have these exuberant songs of praise. And this is one of them where Simeon would actually mention that Jesus has come as the light for all people and including Gentiles, which was, you know, like if you said now, we are the good ones, you guys are the bad ones, you don't have the right race or the right gender. Mm-hmm. This was shocking news
for the Jews. It was shocking news because racial issues were so strong in that day with the Jews being, the chosen people and everybody else being not. Mm-hmm. Verse 32 says, a light of revelation to the Gentiles is what Simeon is referring to Jesus and the glory of your people Israel. He says it's not just a light to Israel, this is a light to all people, to the Gentiles, to anyone who is not a Jew.
Yeah, actually, if we even read one verse before that, how he's praising God for this revelation. And it says, my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. Mm-hmm. And this is the inclusiveness, is that it's everyone, not just the Jews, not just the Gentiles, not just male or female, is everyone will benefit from the salvation that comes through Jesus.
So early in his gospel, Luke is making this point of the universality of the gospel. It is for everyone.
Yes, inclusiveness is a big word for him, you know. Now, these were some of the prophecies that were already in the Jewish scripture. Sometimes I wonder, did they just miss these prophecies, you know, that the servant of the Lord would come as a blessing to all nations? Remember that we talked to you in the past about the four songs in the prophet Isaiah about who the servant of the Lord would be, how his ministry would be, and the fourth song, of course, Isaiah 53, the suffering servant, how would he would purchase salvation. But in the first two songs, we have this same topic. Perhaps we can start the first one.
Yeah, Psalm 42, we can look at verse 6, Psalm 42 and 6, it says, I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness, I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you, and I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations.
So this was one of the ways that constantly the coming Messiah was being talked about. He would be a light, and this light would be for all the nations, for all the peoples.
Not just to the Jews, but to all nations, a light to everyone. And so again, even in the Old Testament here, in the songs of the suffering servant that we find here, it was foretold that Jesus would be a light to all nations.
We have it again on the second song, which is found in Isaiah chapter 49, again, verse 6, has the same portrayal of Jesus. Verse 6 is it too small of a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel? I will also make you a light of the nations, and my salvation may reach to the end of the earth.
Again, a light to the nations, plural, not just one, salvation to the ends of the earth. That means it is available for everyone. So
perhaps we don't understand right now how shocking this prophecy was of Simeon, that of this light that would be for all men, women, Jews, Gentiles. And, you know, Simeon keeps talking and tells Mary that a sword will pierce her own soul, because, of course, he's talking in verse 35 about the death of Jesus. And next to that, we see now a prophetess. It's interesting because somebody would say, well, she's a woman. She shouldn't be called a prophet or a prophetess. Mm-hmm. Well, Luke is making a point to name her by name and by her role.
And so, again, this story is put right next to the story of Simeon. So we got Simeon recognizing this by the Holy Spirit, and now Anna, a prophetess, in verse 36. And there was a prophetess, and again, we're back at Luke chapter 2. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fasting and prayers. At that very moment, she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak to him of all those who were looking for the redemption of Israel.
Yeah, her role was to speak to all the people about he who had come as the redemption of Jerusalem. And here we have a woman next to the prophecy of the men, both working to talk about the redemption through Jesus Christ.
Luke is going to great pains to tell us that in Christ there is neither male nor female, nor Jew nor Gentile. There are no racial boundaries. There are no gender boundaries when it comes to Jesus. Mm-hmm. He views all the same. He values all the same. He can use all the same. Mm-hmm. The prophet Simeon, the prophetess Anna, mm-hmm. here juxtaposed side by side to show the value of both, both spoken to by the Holy Spirit and both bearing witness of who Jesus is.
And both praising the same person, Jesus Christ, who was uniting this audience in peace and who he himself will claim to be the light of the nations.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101Media. Until next time, live free.